What kind of a hand have we been dealt as women today, and how can we best play it? It's a large question that's always lurking in the background, and since the answers aren't obvious, I find women's lives to be immediately suspenseful and interesting. Don't you? Wait a minute. Who am I? I'm Abigail L. Rosenthal, Professor of Philosophy Emerita at Brooklyn College of the City University of New York. And while my advice has always been not to take my advice, I do write a weekly blog I call Dear Abby, the Non-Advice Column. And so, dear listener, I invite you to pull up a chair at this virtual cafe table, no matter your gender, age, convictions, or style of life. Aging is about stratagems plus the overview. My strategies are denial, disguise, and, to paraphrase Jefferson, eternal hostility against every form of aging known to womankind. I think of aging as itself a sort of disguise thrown over the girl one really is, disguise that, if some reports are to be believed, we throw off once we reach the other side. What appeals to me about a certain yogi pictured above in the column, she's supposed to be 112 in the picture, and she looks about 18. What appeals to me about this yogini is her answer to aging. Don't do it. What are we fighting to maintain? Our real self? Wouldn't that be better safeguarded by being open and unconcealed about the number of one's years? If unconcealedness is so great, why do we feel that the woman who tries to prize out the exact number is not our friend? Anyway, I lean the other way. The women in my family have been lying about their age for three generations. That said, where time has brought definite losses, the person who fits herself into her landscape as it contracts seems to age with more grace and less complaint. The right balance would take in both these polarities. Giving up seems premature and wrong, though that's not the same as accepting the end of a tale when it's imminent. A Chinese acupuncturist told me that the day of one's death is fixed at birth, but the way one lives is not fixed. He also said, if I wanted youthful skin, I should do 300 right-handed circular tummy rubs with 10 going from outside in, then alternating the next 10 circular rubs going from inside out. For the extra young effect, do it another 300 times with the left hand. Wear loose clothing while doing this. His own skin looked like a baby's bottom, and he was 80. What's the secret of aging? A wise older friend told me that what I had suffered in youth meant that I would always be older than my age mates, but would look younger. What does that mean? One has to make time one's friend. Socratic dialectic, which identifies one's views so as to see when they collide with reality or with each other, makes a friend of time. That is facing the lessons of experience square on. So, dialectic and tummy rubs. Thanks so much, dear listener. If this added value to your life, I'd be happy if you subscribed. You can find me at www.abigailrosenthal.com. I've written a book called A Good Look at Evil, and if that's not too scary for you, you can buy it on Amazon. Another book is called Confessions of a Young Philosopher, and that's forthcoming soon with illustrations.